You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the lead singer of Third Eye Blind, Stephen Jenkins. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Right on, brother.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. That's a cool spot where you're hanging out, or at least it's a cool looking room. Where are you at?
It's my dining room in San Francisco.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's very cool. It's got a very hip bar vibe to it.
It's like a like an old 1873 Victorian, and it's like these are the original like laugh plaster walls. And
yeah,
I like octopus. You should never eat octopus. Let's just start right there.
Wait, why not? I happen to like octopus. Why not?
Eat squid. Squid are assholes, and octopus are just brilliant. They're geniuses. They turn color. They can solve problems. They can use tools. Yeah. Oh,
look at that. I'm learning so much today. I enjoy doing these Zoom things because you get to know people on a more personal level, as far as like you've got this cool dining room. You have a love for octopuses. I would have never known, you know. Well, it's an incredibly frustrating time for everyone. And especially for musicians who make a lot of their living on the road, and stand-up comics and people who have to travel for their a way of life. People are starting to get creative and a little innovative, like you mentioned, with the drive-in concerts. Have you done a show, a drive-in concert yet, or would this be your first?
No, it's the first one. I've done a bunch of concerts for just kind of in my kitchen.
Yeah, right. Like the Zoom ones. Yeah, I love listening to live music, and I'm actually, I think my wife was trying to find a, we were trying to find one of these driving concerts to go to, and I know you're in Ventura Fairgrounds right there. That's a cool area. It should be fun. I imagine you can hear a lot of honking, you know, considering the circumstances.
I don't know what people are going to do. I don't know if it's going to be weird or if they're just going to like, you know, if they're just going to. I don't know what it's going to be like.
Right.
I have no idea. But it's not the same. The thing is, like, I'm that it's sold out. I'm flattered. And I am so down to have to go and like commune with people in as much as we can. But, you know, it's not the same thing as like as being the thing about like Mario, like the thing about live music is. The reason why it's something that human beings need to do in every culture for all of history. I mean, you go back 5,000 years ago, and what do you have? You have amphitheaters that put people next to each other so that they can hear music together. And what that does is that being next to each other and being in rhythm with each other, and then having this collective feeling that music brings, music evokes feelings, and you have that collectively, you have this sense that you're not alone, that you are actually in communion with other people. And that is live music, and you've got to actually get next to each other to do it. No. We're going to get in cars. We'll be in cars.
No, I agree with you. It's an awesome experience. It's one of my favorites, and I can't wait till we're back there. In the meanwhile, you know, it's better than nothing. With the cars, I hear you can sit outside of the cars and bring your chairs sort of outside, which it's kind of weird. There are little rules that they have, and I know they're going to be able to hear the music through their FM stereo, I believe, in the car, the way they're connected. So that's kind of cool. So for in the interim, congrats on the show, and at least people get to hear.
It could be a disaster.
That's true too. I'm trying to keep it positive, but
I saw this thing of you that I thought was really cool. You had your kid. And I can't remember who you met. I think it might have been, Jorge Masvidal, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And you had him like, you had your kid like show him like a hook or like a
yellow boxing combo,
a 1-2 or something like that.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're big fight fans, so we do. Yeah, yeah. We met Masvidal. I think he was doing that with De La Hoya when he was doing a little.
It was with De La Hoya. Yeah. I have a good De La Hoya story.
Now I want to hear it now. You tease me with the De La Hoya story. I want to hear it.
Okay. So I was at a party. And I'm tall and I'm like 200 pounds. And De La Hoya's, I don't know. He's not very tall. And my girlfriend at the time, we were at a party all together. And my girlfriend at the time goes, she looks at him and she goes, Steven would kick your ass. To Oscar De La Hoya, and I'm like this.
That's funny.
And he was, you know, yeah. I'm like, are you actually trying to instigate a fight with me at a party with Oscar De La Hoya? Like, please don't.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, but I love what you do with your kids, because I teach my nieces and nephews Muay Thai.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're in our bubble, so they come over, so we've played the game of it, and
you've been training for a while, Muay Thai?
Huh?
Yeah, have you been training for a while, Muay Thai?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not in any, you know.
Sure, just stay in shape and to learn the art. Sure,
to come challenge me. Yeah, yeah. Just for fun. But I'm a huge MMA fan. I really love women's MMA. I think it's like there's a real kind of something like I think there's a like profound cultural moment in it that is noteworthy. I think I think that women's MMA. Well, first of all, there is no such thing as women's MMA. There's just MMA, and there's the women's strawweight route, and there's the men's middleweight bout, and they're all in the same thing. And whoever has the biggest draw is the top of the card.
Right.
It's in such a machismo sport, it's the most actually post-feminist evolved sport that has like skipped so much of the bullshit, you know, that goes along with like, say, women's tennis, or, you know, like, you know, our women's soccer team are just so much better than the men, and they can't get paid as well, et cetera. Like all that kind of got skipped, mm-hmm. which is kind of incredible, as quickly as it did. So I love to see that as a cultural phenomenon, but also what it does to my niece, that, you know, she's a 9-year-old and she likes surfing, and she likes dancing, and she likes math camp. And she just loves laying into that bag, like, you know, turning her hip over and getting the power in there. And she sees that not as something where she's like borrowing some characteristic of boys, but this is that power, right? And that ownership of space is something that is inherently hers. And I credit women in the UFC as being part of that change. So anyway, props to you. Like, I love seeing you with your kid.
Thank you, man. And no, I agree. My daughter, who is the same age, recently started doing jujitsu too, and she really likes it. So that's it. It's very cool.
I started doing jujitsu and I can't stand it.
You don't like it? What don't you like about it?
It's just really frustrating, and I can never remember the combinations, and I can, like, you know, a...
it's like human chess. Very fast.
150 pound purple belt can submit me, you know, just like, you know, easy peasy. so there's that.
Yeah, no, you can't punch and kick, unfortunately. Steven, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot with some quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
What's a song that you wish you wrote?
Everlong.
Okay. Show you've binged during quarantine.
What show haven't I binged during quarantine?
What about your favorite?
What's my favorite? I don't know. It's kind of, they just kind of run. I'm in this terrible habit of watching them before bed. And so they just turn into some blur, and I just forget, you know, what's going on. It's incredible. I can't remember a single show.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. Celebrity crush growing up. I don't know. I can't. I don't. I know. I'm terrible with these questions.
You don't have a crush on anyone? Any certain movie star? Or?
Celebrity crush. Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sofia Coppola.
Really? Godfather 3?
I know. I just like... Yeah.
Okay.
And it's amazing because Godfather 3 was really bad. It was a really bad movie. It was like Godfather 3 was like Matrix 3, but I just loved her in that movie. And I just, kind of pitter patter over her.
Okay. Very cool. Last one. What's something you learned in 2020?
that we're all in this together.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've all learned that the hard way.
we gotta hold ourselves and each other accountable in moments like this. Yeah.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for your time. And listen, catch Third Eye Blind at the Ventura County Fairgrounds on Saturday. Thank you for checking in, my man.
Hey, you know, I've spent you've just been this ongoing, one of the things that I miss from this is you, Mario.
And the hotels, right?
Yeah, because you're there and you've got such a good attitude.
You're oh, thanks.
Like, you kind of cheer me up, and it just goes on this loop. And around and around it goes, and you sell the little bracelet, and there you are, and you got great teeth. And
hey, I appreciate it.
You're a welcome presence.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate it. Well, I hope to see you in a hotel room soon. As weird as that just sounded. Right on, buddy. Have a great show.
Cheers.
Okay.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!